Well, my actually, I received a call from my wife, who was in Denver, that woke me up at about a little bit after 9, telling me that the World Trade Centers were on fire. And I think the reality of it hit us all players, all the players, because we came in that morning at about 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And we fly United. So as we're in that terminal, it was possible that the gentleman or the lunatics who did this were in the terminal waiting to catch that flight. And I think that that hit the guys later on after we realized that we were in the terminal, the same terminal that they used to hijack the plane from.
Mike, do you think it's accurate how it has been classified, the reaction of this country and maybe the world? I don't know. I haven't. I've only talked to friends in Canada. I don't have a lot of friends in other countries. You even graduated from a high school in Germany where your father was stationed in the U.S. Army before he retired in 1985. The reaction of our country and maybe the world seems to be shock, and that shock is leading to outright anger, and I'm detecting more and more fear coming out of that anger. Do you think that's accurate, Michael, and have your emotions reflected that also?
Well, I think it's very accurate. Talking to friends and talking to other players in the league and talking to teammates, it's a lot of anger. Yeah, I think at first it was a fear of, boy, could this spill over to other areas, and then now I think that everybody feels like it could be somewhat contained, and now the anger is coming out to the point of where guys are discussing, it's pretty much the military strategies of what we should do and how we should approach it. But I think first and foremost for the players here in New York, I mean, we can't do anything without looking into the city. I mean, my house sits where I'm looking at the city. Most of the players live with views of the city. The stadium, the practice field, looks at the city. And today we're out there and you're looking at the smoke. And how can your mind be on anything else outside of helping those people and outside of doing whatever you can to help everybody through this process, which is just difficult for everybody around the world, and especially difficult for everybody here in New York.